Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody just completely hammered Chase on the tomato thing. No true North Carolinian doesn't like tomatoes. I'm sorry.
Jimmy Frazier messaged our Facebook and said he's got a lot of friends who don't like tomatoes but love ketchup.
Yeah, that's him. Chase is like that. Chase likes ketchup, and he likes salsa.
It's mainly a texture thing.
I cut the guts out. I don't like tomato guts.
Hold on.
Why didn't we get to this sooner?
Hold on. What are tomato guts?
The squeaky. Not the meaty part. You have the flesh and the meaty part. Then you have that watery part that the seeds sit in.
Yeah.
It's like tomato guts. I don't like it.
A lot of the flavor is.
I don't like wet food. I don't like I don't like enchiladas because it's like it's weird. It's all wet and soupy and stuff, but it's dry at the same time. That's why I love tomatoes, but I cut the guts out.
God, a day in the life of Amy.
I'm gonna talk.
I have nothing else to do.
Talking about that mushing.
Like right, the stringy.
I wish this show was on TV so you could see this. You should see his face. I mean, he looks. It looks like he's about to throw up just thinking about that.
Just the seedy part.
Why can't we talk about normal vegetables like meat?
We're gonna segue over to some other kind of life advice. From John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena dressed up as like in a suit and a tie and went to high school and acted as the guidance counselor for a day. And he was talking to kids and actually had some pretty good life advice for them.
What is the scariest thing about what lies ahead?
You end up not doing what you love, so you live the rest of your life depressed and stuff.
Always try to do what you love, and I think it's always possible. It's just a matter of sacrifice. Sometimes you got to go through some hard things to get to do what you love at the end. So try not ever to get trapped.
No, that is good advice from John.
You know what's interesting now? I think it's more common for people to have career changes and go towards passion later in life than before. Like before, if you went to college, you're an accountant. You're just going to be an accountant your whole entire life. But people are dropping that. They find out they really like candle making. You know, so they start doing it on the side in their garage. And they get an Instagram. It's amazing what you have the opportunities to do now that you didn't 15 or 20 years ago.
And there are drastically different pieces of advice for people. Some people think, you know, look, forget all that. You need to make a great living. You need to be able to have a career that will provide you with enough money and income to do the things you want to do. And those kinds of things. Then there are the advice like this that says, don't chase the money, chase the dream. You know, chase what you want, what you love.
You do the stuff that you really want to do so rarely, right? Like if you're working so you can go on a vacation 1 week a year or 2 weeks out of the year, but you hate 50 of the weeks, like that seems insane to me. To look forward to Friday at 5 so much and spend all weekend dreading going back to work on Monday is insane. You have so many Mondays and that I hate Monday attitude, I can't get on board with it. You need to fix your life.
Yeah, you gotta find something you love to do.
Like,
you
know, come look at Chase in the morning. Look at that face. Who's my pretty little princess?
Me.
You're very, very cherub-like is what it is. Look at your face.
Look at my glow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.